Hi, and welcome to Ladies Who Love Bomb, where we talk with amazing women spreading positive change in this kind of crazy world. I'm your host, Jill Hilbrenner, and today my guest is Dana Marlowe, aka the Bra Fairy. Back in 2015, Dana had a few bras that didn't fit anymore. So she asked someone in a local shop where she could donate them. And she found out that homeless shelters were in short supply, so she hit up social media to ask her friends to donate their own back-of-the-drawer bras. She also requested tampons and pads, which are in high demand at shelters, too. It wasn't long before Dana had thousands of donations. So she decided to start a nonprofit called I Support the Girls. And in just about 2 years, her group has given away 350,000 bras and over 1 million menstrual hygiene products around the world. Welcome, Dana. Let's talk about some bras today.
Let's do it. Thanks so much for having me, Jill.
Dana, take me back to the start of this journey. When you began, did you have a background in nonprofits or anything that really prepared you to go this big with it?
Oh, gosh, no. No. That would have been probably divine. But sometimes life's journeys take us on these really wild and wacky roller coasters. And this is just one of those rides. So I, like a lot of people, I think, who listen to Ladies Who Love Bomb can relate. I worked really hard. I was kind of heads down focused on my work and my personal life and my family. And I had forgotten about the me, the aspect of a whole kind of healthy lifestyle. And I had gained a considerable amount of weight after my second child. And I really never took it off because I was working so hard. So I started exercising. I started eating better. I started putting forth a lot more energy into the whole like mind-body connection. And I lost 35 pounds. And my clothes didn't fit right. And neither did my bras. And one morning before an important government meeting, my husband said to me, "Hey, Dee, look, I know you're not going with your friends to go get new clothing and a new wardrobe," which, you know, this would be great if you wanted to, but like, you know, you do you. But you know what? You need to go get new bras. Like, this is not negotiable anymore. They're not supporting you or fitting you in any direction that they're supposed to. So I went to just my local mall here and went to a store called Soma. And while I was in Soma getting fitted, I asked the sales associate, you know, "Hey, you know, can you refurbish bras like a laptop? You know, because I have a draw full of really perfect bras." So she told me four really, really important words that day in that Soma dressing room. She said that homeless women need bras. And I didn't know that, Jill. And that's like, it kind of felt like to me, like when you're learning a new word and you don't know how you didn't know this word or phrase before, and then you hear it everywhere. And I just felt like, okay, somehow I didn't know this. This is interesting and important. I went about my business. I bought my bras that day, got home and looked up online an organization near me in DC and called them up and said, "I have 16 perfectly good, gently used bras. They're all clean, but they are all worn. Like not, you know, not, I would give them to a friend. They're not like so threadbare, or there's nothing damaged, but they're not new." And the person on the other end of the line at the shelter said, "Oh my gosh, yes, we need them." And I'm like, "Okay, but your website said no undergarments in the donation page." "I know. And it's, you know, again, for obvious reasons where you don't want people donating certain products." I said, "All right, what else do y'all need?" And he said, "Maxi pads and tampons." And if I tell you, it was the first time in nearly four decades that I had actually ever thought what it must be like for a woman who's experiencing homelessness to have their period. And it like flooded me with feeling, like literally and figuratively. I was like, oh my gosh, because you think about how many times you're out there, you know, and you don't have a pad or a tampon or whatever product you use when you need it. I feel like that's a pretty uniform feeling for most women of menstruating age to have go someplace, get their period and not have a product with them.
100%. So did you just immediately hop into action, or kind of what happened next?
I wound up going for a walk like within hours of this with a neighborhood good friend of mine. And I was recounting the story the way you do when you're just chit chatting, you know, with your friend. And she looked at me, she stopped. She put her hand on my shoulder during our walk down the path. And she said, "Oh my God, I didn't know this either. I have like 30 bras to give you then. Can I give you mine?" And I'm like, "Well, sure. I mean, if I'm taking my 16, let's throw your 30. And she said, "And the next time I go shopping, I'll pick up whatever buy one, get one free, you know, pads or tampons there are, and I'll toss them in." I'm like, "Sounds good." And thought nothing of it. But then I got home and I thought, wait, if I didn't know and she didn't know, maybe other people don't know. And, you know, I'm just like a total normal person on social media. And I decided to put it out on my Facebook page, where I normally wouldn't be out there talking about bras and tampons and periods.
Right.
Which doesn't mean I'm averse to it. It just doesn't mean I typically gravitate towards the content that I'm sharing on my personal pages to talk about things like that. And I shared it on my Facebook page and the response was overwhelming. I couldn't keep up. And I had an old school legal pad by my computer, trying to keep track of all of the people who were not just commenting on my page to say, you know, "Hey, this is Amy, you know, I'm going to mail you my bras," or, "Hey, can you come pick up bras here?" Or, "You should post to this listserv, because I bet there's a lot of like people, women who'd like to donate." But it was all of the shares. And so then it was, you know, my friend who would share it and the 45 comments on their page and their friends who would share it. And I thought, okay, well, this is not a good use of my time. Instead of me trying to spider out the web on Facebook and reach out to all these people, what if I just put up a page and bring everybody to that page? And then I can better communicate with everybody. And so within like 2 days of this whole thing happening in July of 2015, I tried to come up with a catchy name, called it "I Support the Girls," because I thought the double entendre on the girls. And if you could see me, I'm like doing the hand shape boob motion.
And if you can see me, I'm nodding because I have a copywriting background and I support your clever copywriting.
Thank you. I was pretty proud of that one. And I just put up a Facebook page. I never had created a community page before, a group page. I'm not like, I don't even do Facebook events, but I realized this would be a better, more streamlined approach to communicate with these hundreds of people. And so that was great. And I just started collecting and putting it out on local area listservs and Facebook groups, and the donations started pouring in.
So now you have a lot of donations. Were you physically driving them down to a shelter, or like, how does that work? Because I imagine you filling up your garage and the back room and everything like that with everybody's bras.
Right. So I quickly realized it was bigger than me. And the donations were coming in fast and furious. And around here, you know, again, in my region, I was doing what I called like lunchtime porch pickups. And so I was running around during my lunch break, plotting on like some app that I had found. Like I would type in like 30 or 40 addresses that people gave me. And I had like a list of like, here's how you package your bras or menstrual products, you know, label them, hang them out on your front door the night before or the morning of, weather permitting, and know that I will get there and pick them up, label it. Here's the label, you know, you can print out that I attached. And I would go around on my lunch hour day after day, picking up bags and bags and bags and bringing them home. And then I would have friends come over, and eventually we just started like washing all the bras, counting the bras, sorting the bras, the same for the pads, the liners, the tampons, you know, menstrual cups, whatnot, and just trying to sort through it. But from the very beginning, I held myself accountable because these were other people's donations. Even though we were not talking high value, this isn't like one of these like Purple Heart trucks or something where somebody donates a car. I took it very seriously, and I wanted to account for every donation, every tampon that came in the door. And there were schools that were donating that summer. There were camps that were doing collections. Like, so there were universities and high schools and elementary schools that started collecting that September and October. And I hadn't donated yet, by the way, okay, because I was so in the middle of trying to collect all the items. I hadn't donated because then my life got busy too. So Yeah. I was managing my own things that summer and fall. And I realized, okay, this is like outgrown my guest bedroom. My basement is like completely full. I got to figure this out. And I had a couple really close friends who were collecting like in their local synagogue. Shout out to Hillary and Erica, who organized this incredible drive. And a whole bunch of churches that were collecting at the same time. And finally, we culminated everything. We sorted through all of it, itemized it. And right before Halloween that year, said, all right, let's go donate. I called up the same shelter, said, hey, we spoke 3 months ago. I don't know if you remember me. We talked about bras and tampons. He's like, absolutely. I was like, so I did a little collection and my 16 bras are now 1,071 bras. And my, couple boxes of Costco pads and tampons are now 7,100. So we have over 8,000 products to donate. I wanted to know, do I set up a time to do that? Do you have certain donating hours and which door, which street do I access? He's like, you have 8,000 items? I'm like, yeah. Isn't this like normal? Like when people do these collections, he goes, no, this is anything but normal.
You're like, yeah, so do I show up on Tuesday and is exactly, it the front door or the back door?
Exactly. And word got out and the Washington Post got wind of it and they came with their journalist and their photographer and did a story and they shared the story just like you share any of the stories on any given day. And it was like full color above the fold in the Washington Post in the weekend section, which is fairly well read here. And I still thought that this was like, okay, well, that's nice. Like, hey, look at this little service project. And the Post wants to do a little story on it. And there's like this giant picture of like me smiling, holding up bras in the shelter surrounded by like, like 1,000 bras and whatnot. And I still thought like, okay, like, I'm wiping my hands of this. I'm done. Right. And, oh my God, I was so wrong, Jill.
When did you realize, like, when was it? Because I love that you're kind of coasting through this and you're like, okay, great. So this is a normal donation. Okay, great. The newspaper is here and we're doing a color photo shoot. Okay, great. When did it actually hit you that something was going on?
Not then. The story came out and my phone blew up and the reporter's email address, like people reached out to her through, Googling her, getting her email address, going on Twitter. And she couldn't stop the flood of inquiries of basically people saying, oh, I didn't know I could donate my bras. How can I get a hold of her? How do I get a hold of this woman? Where is Dana? Or people just Googling me online and reaching out independently of any of that. And so what happened was, I realized I needed a website. This Facebook page wasn't enough. I put together some FAQs, like 24 frequently asked questions. And I was flying to Boston on Sunday for a big event, Sunday afternoon and Monday. And I was presenting at this conference. So I got up. I had like my flight booked. I got up at like insanely early. And from like 2 a.m. before my flight, like I think I was leaving at like 7 a.m. for my flight, I basically spent like 4 or 5 hours buying the website, isupportthegirls.org, putting together the frequently asked questions, finding some resources online about homelessness, dignity, menstruation, menstrual taboos, donation processes, and got some photos, put the content together, woke my husband up at like 6, and he's like, are you leaving already? And I was like, no, I need you to do me a favor. Okay, so I need you to do something. I need to streamline this. Everybody has great questions. This is very simple to do, but I need you to build me a website. He said, I don't build websites. I'm like, you know what, honey? It's on something called like WordPress. They make it real easy. I bought the basic user package. Just do it. Like I sent you 12 emails. The first one that says, open me first. I printed out on your desk also. Open that one first. Follow the instructions. Upload the content. It's all there itemized. And just by the time I land in Logan, I need a site. I love you. Goodbye.
I love it. And I'm just picturing you right now. You're like, listen, this is your challenge. Okay. Open me first, get the email, got to go buy. And then you just float right out the door.
Right.
And,
right. This is well,
I love it.
There's no time, right?
No time for questions.
He's a brilliant person. He's incredibly smart. He is very technically capable. And I decided that if this was going to work, I had to run pilot studies, because who has a passion project and decides to run pilot studies around the country? I mean, like, it's nerdy.
Dana.
So, yeah. So of the people who reached out to me, I started cherry picking them and asking them to send me resumes. They basically wanted to become affiliates, as if this was a thing. It wasn't a thing. It was a passion project. And I threw up a website, and I cherry picked a few that were incredible, and I had them send me their resumes, and then I interviewed them over the phone. And the very first woman who said, I want to do this, that I worked with, is this amazing woman named Rachel Hager. And Rachel's in Indiana. And she said, I want to collect 3,500 bras before I turn 35. I thought, that's awesome. And like, the marketing person in me thought this was really cute and catchy. And then I was like, okay, well, Rachel, when do you turn 35? I hope it's not like next week. And she said, no, it's at the end of the year after Christmas. And I thought, all right, well, that gives you like 11 and a half months to do this. And I multiplied out what I did in the one quarter. And I decided that, yes, this was a very obtainable goal if she kept at the same pace and, you know, and really worked at it. And she didn't collect 3,500 bras by Christmas. She did it in 88 days.
Holy cow. She was on, you know what? She beat your projections, is what I'm hearing, because I know you had that mapped out. But
she did.
But what I realized,
and as fast as she was able to collect, she had one of the things that I put in place was how to vet homeless shelters and domestic violence centers and other charities that we donate to, how to vet them, because I'm looking for comprehensive shelters that provide a variety of social services. Because my theory is, if somebody is going in for a bra, or more realistically, they're going in month after month for menstrual hygiene products, I really would like that person to be able to tap into other services as well. And whether that's social services, social work support, job readiness, food, you know, to support, you know, their food insecurity, showers, laundry services, computer training, yoga classes, exercise. I wanted it to ideally be more than just a food pantry concept for like a menstrual product bank, and obviously in the bras as well. But with the menstrual products, the need obviously is month after month. And so she did it. And then Erica in Knoxville did it, and Joanna in Cleveland did it, and so on. And thus our affiliate network was born.
I love that. And, you know, you spoke about the individual challenge, collecting X number of bras by X birthday. How do donations typically work with you, whether it's through you in kind of the DC area, or do people have donation parties? What does it look like?
So I realized that it would be best to empower women locally to collect these items locally and donate locally. Basic concept. It's applied to a lot of different products out there. But more so, people really want to give and they want to have an impact in their communities. So I encourage these folks to figure out what works best for them. So some people got PO boxes in their cities, whether their city was Cleveland or Dallas or Phoenix, Arizona. Some people had events, you know, Girls Night Out, the Brabiques. They also have Mardi Bra parties, you know, in winter, and all different kinds of events to get people together. So some people were doing local community pickups, like I was doing the porch pickups. Some people worked with their local coffee shops, yoga studios, gyms, co-working spaces, schools, churches, to put a donation bin in place and tell people to drop off there for a certain period of time.
I love that. It's amazing how much kind of energy and intention you put into this. But with that in mind, this is still definitely a side gig for you. So what's your day job, and how do you make that work?
So that's a challenge. I learn every day. So for 20 plus years, I am a very passionate advocate for people with disabilities, and specifically the intersection of disability access and technology. So I run a company called Accessibility Partners, and we're a national IT firm that works with US government agencies and large, like Fortune 500 corporations, to make their technology accessible for people with disabilities. So that could be their websites, their mobile apps, their software, their hardware, There are PDF documents usable for people who are blind or low vision or deaf and hard of hearing or people with mobility disabilities so that they have full access to technology as well.
Another thing that I think is just really so interesting in what you've done as you turn this into kind of a simple social media call out into a whole organization that now works internationally as well, is kind of activating folks in their local communities in this collective mission. What advice would you give to other people that are trying to rally their friends, their community into action?
I think just the concept of doing something is sometimes often lost because you think you want to tackle the whole issue, whatever issue that might be. But sometimes just starting small, getting a couple people together and doing something, just like your Ladies Who Love Bomb events, right? Like, it doesn't have to be 5,000 people trying to ignite social change in a major way. It could be 5 people, right? Because for those 5 people, they can feel good that they're giving back, that they're providing some kind of social impact, that they're sharing their kindness with folks. So I'd say the biggest thing is, instead of trying to think so massive to change everything, to just try and start small.
I know. I think you're totally right, though, because you can almost get paralyzed by this idea of, if you're not going to solve XYZ huge problem, then I'm too little to matter, or I'm this or I'm that. And what difference does it make anyway? But just doing something and being okay with the gray area of not, quote unquote, fixing exactly everything, but doing something. We got to remember that. What do you imagine the year ahead is going to look like for I Support the Girls, whether that's domestically or internationally or any of it?
What we've done in 2.5 years, if you will, in menstrual products, like 1.2 million products, we'd like to hit that this in 1 year. To any doubters, I kind of have this like, get out of my path because I'm going to hit it, because I do. So we will. We're going to hit, and we're going to blow past it. I know that also about the success of the organization. It's not me. It's a collective group of 52 incredible affiliates, and then all of their networks and their friends. And they all have Facebook pages, and a lot are also on other social media channels as well, reaching out to their communities. And we're gonna hit that. I would love to also hit 500,000 bras, which I have no doubt we'll hit as well for 2018. I would love to figure out really. The whole nut to crack for me is around fundraising and development, but on a major, major scale. And so I have some learning to do in that area, because then I'd really like to be able to raise enough money that I can hire an executive director. And so my goal is to kind of build out the infrastructure and figure out this fundraising thing in a bigger capacity.
Well, keep us posted on all of that. But with all the big goals that you have coming up this year, our listeners want to know how they can help you. So we're going to close it up with a little lightning round, okay? Some rapid fire tips on how people can support you and I Support the Girls. Sounds good?
Sounds great.
Perfect. All right. So first question, how can folks give bras or menstrual products to you? You know, do they just put it in the mail? What's the best way?
So if you check out our website at the letter I support the girls.org, you'll find a list of locations. You can then click on the locations, and most of them have Facebook pages that are connected. You can reach out to your local affiliate if you have a local affiliate near you. If you don't have a local affiliate near you, or they're too far away, or it's not a convenient location, you're welcome to drop it in the mail to our PO box that's all over our website, and send us any new or gently used bras that are washed, sports bras, bralettes, training bras, mastectomy bras. We do a lot for breast cancer support. We collect a lot of breast cancer breast prosthetics forms and mastectomy bras you can drop in the mail and shoot them our way, along with any maxi pads, liners, new menstrual cups or tampons. If the package is open because you're not using that package anymore for whatever reason, it's not your thing, just tape it up or put it in a Ziploc bag as long as the individual contents are sealed.
Perfect. And if someone wants to host a donation party in affiliation with I Support the Girls, any tips for them on kind of organizing their friends and their community?
Totally. So we would encourage you to shoot us an email to info, I-N-F-O, at isupportthegirls.org, and we'll hook you up with helpful hints and tools and our logo if you want to use that kind of information to help get the word out.
Amazing. And last question, if people are giving on their own, do you have any advice for coordinating with local homeless shelters, domestic violence shelters, to make sure that folks are donating in the most helpful way?
We encourage them to contact your local shelters and find out what their needs are, because the funny thing about menstrual products is it can be very cultural, which could also be very regional. So not everybody wants to use tampons. Some places really prefer tampons. Sealed menstrual cups are another one. Find out. Some places have a higher need for large size sports bras. And so you want to be able to match the need in your community at your local shelter.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your time and your tips today, Dana. We support the girls. We support you, and we love it.
Thanks so much, Jill. Thanks for having me.
That was Dana Marlowe, founder of I Support the Girls. You can check them out at isupportthegirls.org, on Instagram at isupportthegirls, and on Twitter at i_support_girls. That's it for Ladies Who Love Bomb this week. I'm your host, Jill Hilbrenner. Samantha Gatzek provided audio editing for this episode. Original artwork is by Michael Thompson, and emotional support from Eva the Dog. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. And you can support us by becoming a monthly Patreon member at patreon.com/ladieswholovebomb. You can find us at ladieswholovebomb.com, on Facebook and Instagram, and in your earbuds every other week. Until next time, be nice to your fellow humans. Lots of love.